This is Sunny 101.3.
Final up at Elwood Murdoch tonight in the girls' game. The number 10 ranked Fall City Tiger Girls defeat Elwood Murdoch tonight 38-33. The final in that one. 38-33 is the final score. Fall City girls get the win in that contest. Elwood Murdoch is ranked number 7 in Class D1, but the Tiger girls get the victory. All right, Sagar with the basketball down 6-0 in the first period here. Still 6-12 to go. Simon in the paint goes up. No, short, but a whistle and a foul will put him to the free throw line. Foul on 20. That's Chris Jansen. First foul ball game against Tri-County. And Joe Simon at the line. Shoot a pair. The junior sets, fires, and back iron, front iron won't go. He'll get another one here. Second one coming up here on the way, in and out, and no, won't go. Rebound grabbed by Sass, and up the floor to the other side, fails with it. Passes off Sass, now over to Sims on the right sideline in front of the Irish bench. Jansen back around the perimeter, bails again on the wing on the left side. Back to the top, swinging around. Carter Sims moves from the left side of the floor to the right side. Into the paint he goes, kicks the ball out to the right corner. Sass didn't take it. Back out to the top. Three-pointer up and net on the break. Stroke with the bucket. Braden Stroud for the bucket, and it's 9-0. The lead to Tri-County. So the Irish had trouble scoring Saturday, and here's the ball knocked up into the stands by Carter Sim with a pass intended for Keighley. Talked to Evan's dad today. He said, you know, he's sick last week. He said he's still not feeling the best. I said, well, a lot of that going around. The Irish had it running all through the team, girls and boys, last week. Inbound to Simon, get it to Dunn. Top of the key, moving in with a dribble. In the paint, back out it goes. Now a bounce in. Simon to the side, to the corner for Keithley. Three ball, left pocket, good. And the Irish are on the board at 9-3. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. To the front, Cameron Reynolds came into the ball game along with Drew Sims on that last break. Sims, a freshman. Here's her three-pointer. That was badly missed off the side by Braden Straub. Rebound brought down to Sam Dunn. Simon fakes the three, dribbles, left, cuts into the middle, up short, no good, got his own rebound, put back, no, got his own rebound again, puts it up and in. That's the way they win it. Couple of rebounds and 2 points for the Irish junior. It's 9-5. Sacred Heart trails by 4. Right side now the ball. It's going to be Stroh. Swinging around to Carter Sims. Top of the key. Down the lane. Back out to the left side for Reynolds. Reynolds to Sims. Free throw line. Back and in on Dunn. All the way to the hole. Left hand won't go. Keithley with the rebound for Sacred Heart. Right side Dunn. Cuts the middle. Free throw line down the lane. Drops it for Simon on the left side. Back in, fakes a spin move, fires across the court, Stice with it, back to Simon on the right block, into the middle, double teamed, up, too strong off the glass, tipped out of there by Keithley, recovered by the Irish, out it goes to Freshel, and he got his feet tied up and called for a traveling violation. Caden Bales back in, and also back in is Chris Jansen for Tri-County as they rotate players through here. Sagar will bring Riley Nelson into the ballgame now in place of Simon. Left side, Jansen out to the top of the field, swinging around the right side. That is Drew Sims, 5'9 freshman. He's going to fire it up from the top of the key. Off the side, no good. Rebound to Jansen. And the pass goes cross court. They'll get a Sims again, this time inside the free throw line. Up and good for the freshman. So we come the other way. Sagar ball into Simon. I thought he was out. Who came out? Oh, Freshel came out. I'm sorry. 24. Now Dunn to Nelson. Elbow on the left side to the top of the key. Simon to Keithley. Open for three. In and out. Oh, my. halfway down, and it comes out, bails the rebound, throws it ahead, out of bounds, and it will be Irish basketball. Right back into the game comes Andrew Sass. Sacred Heart is about 6, maybe 7 players deep, looks like, early going this year. That's about it right now. Doug Gulch developing some younger players. Now it is Freshall, receiving over to Simon. 3-ball out top. Front edge. Oh, it hit the front and went to the rim, went to the backboard. Looked like it was headed in, and it crawled out of there somehow. The ball goes out of bounds off of Tri-County. Looked like it was in. Here comes Freshall back in the ball game now for Stice. Oh, Freshall will be the inbounder. He'll trigger from the baseline. Looking, bounce pass in Keithley, posts it up, spins around, off the glass, no, but a whistle and a foul. Evan Keithley will go to the free throw line for Sacred Heart. Foul on Carter Sims, his first, team foul number 2. Keithley with 3 points in the ball game, shooting 2 free throws here. He gets set, it's on the way up, and good. 11-6, the lead to Tri-County. Second one coming for the Irish senior. It's on the way up and good. Got them both. 11-7. Sims up the floor on a quick reach-in foul on Keithley. Nope, I'm sorry. Timeout called by the Trojans. I thought they whistled a foul. Timeout Trojans. They're up by 4. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
11-7 is our score. Sacred Heart. He is trailing by 4. Tri-County has the basketball. Jansen, front court, off there to Bales. Back out top, Carter Sims with it against the Irish man-to-man defense. Right side with it, Drew Sims, the freshman. Now he'll go to Jansen, back to Sims in the left corner. Back it in, Carter Sims gets to the baseline. Back out top of the basketball, Sass, and now he'll pass it away. Takes the pass right back, and right side Jansen. Jansen to Carter Sims in the paint, a left-hand hook up, won't go. Rebound by Sam Dunn. Dunn brings it himself to the top of the key. Off it goes. Freshall pass inside, Keithley. And we've got a foul, and that's number 2 on Sims. Carter Sims picked up his second. Now, they don't want him in foul trouble of any sort. He'll check out of the ballgame. Back in comes Cameron Reynolds, a 6'5 junior. Also in the game, Braden Straup again. Sacred Heart lines up side to side, bring it in, lob it in. Simon hands it right back to Dunn as he comes to top, won't go. Tipped by Nelson, the rebound ends up in the hand of Straup. Straup up the floor, right side with it for Drew Sims. To the left side, now back to Straup. Straup holds, looking, now moving toward the middle of the floor, leaves it back between the circles. Cameron Reynolds with it, and traveling. Aiden Bales got the feet moved before the ball hit the floor, and Seahart gets it back with a minute 20 to go in quarter number 1. Down 11-7. So the ball inbounded, and here it comes. Sacred Heart to the front. Off the left side, inside. Keithley to Simon. Back to Keithley for 3. Nothing to the bottom of the hole. Evan Keithley now with 8. That's his second triple, and it's a 1-point ball game. Remember, it was 9-0. The lead 2. Tri-County. Now down to the right side. Sacred Heart on a 10-0, or excuse me, a 10-2 run. Simon knocked it loose, and and he caught it, and he gets the ball across court, pressure to Keithley, backing out beyond the three, loads it, and hits it. That is 11 for Keithley. He's on the wire. He backs up to take that three-pointer, and the Irish take the lead for the first time tonight at 13-11. Sacred Heart. Now, turnover, high, Tri-County at the other end. Dunn comes out. In for the Irish comes Jack Stice again. 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Now Stice to the front. Working the ball up the floor. Man-to-man defense off to Keithley. Yeah, I'd give it to him, too. Guarded by Andrew Sass, who's 6'3". Handed off to Stice. Harris want one shot here. Now they're going to go. Stice right side. They switch off. Simon, top of the key. Down the lane. Right-handed roller. Up and good. Goes Simon at the buzzer. And Sig Hart comes back from down 9-0 to take a 15-11 lead after one quarter. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at the Rowe Activity Center. It is now 15-11. Sig Hart with the lead after being behind 9-0 in the first quarter. All right, Sig Hart basketball. Here we go. Second period action at the rack. Keithley out top, Stice with it. Jack will take the ball back now to Sam Dunn. Dunn down the lane, sees it open, and spins it up off the glass for 2 points. Dunn with two. The Irish had 11 for Keithley and 4 for Simon in that first quarter. Carter Simmons back in there. 3 ball for the senior, buries it. He now has 9. He's played with 2 early fouls in this ball game. For Tri-County, here's a shot up. Dunn, no good. Sims with the rebound on the run. Free throw line, puts his head down. Up, no. Jansen had the rebound, and it is falling out of bounds. He throws it back in. It goes off the hand of the Irish. Dunn, I believe, touched it last. It will be Tri-County ball on the sideline, about 5 feet up off the baseline. Inbounding, Andrew Sass out to the top, work the ball around. Down to the top of it it goes. Andrew Sass again, left side wing jumper, 3-pointer, no good by Bales. Rebound by Sass. But now driving the ball around to the right side, Carter Sims now moving left. In the paint, dumps it off. Jansen up, good off the glass. Chris Jansen with his first puck of the ball game. It's 17-16, shared by one. Simon, top of the key, looking. Back over right side, Freshel with it. He'll be at the point now. Off the man-to-man, Simon. Open for three, they'll let him have that. They're not going to let Keithley have that one from the top of the key. They move out on him in a hurry. Now he goes back to Simon. Keithley tries to post up. They'll take the ball out, reset between the circles. Right side, done. Thought about it, didn't take the long ball. Pass tipped away. Keithley picks it up, moves up the lane, trying to make a pass, and it's out of bounds. Slipped out of his hand, and it will be Tri-County basketball. Well, Tri-County looking to get the lead back here at the 6-10 mark of the first half. With it, front court, Caden Bale, right side, Sims with it, thought about a long one, passed it up. Now swinging around Jansen to the left side for Stroup. To Andrew Sass. Sass to Jansen. The two big guys for Tri-County only have 2 points between them so far in this game. And Sin puts his head down, goes down the lane, up, no good. Got his own miss, turns around, and a foul. Simon caught him on the arm on the way up, it looked like. Joe Simon picks up his first foul of the ball game, and that is the second foul of the half on the Irish. Three so far on Tri-County. Carter Sin with 9 in the ball game at the line. Ready. Now he's got 10. As the free throw is good, and we're tied at 17, our first tie of the evening. And now, let's see, back in the game, Drew Sims for Tri-County. Sitting down is Sass. Simon sits for the Irish, and he'll be replaced in the lineup now by Riley Nelson. Free throw up, off the mark, no good. Oh! That should have been over the back, you would have thought, on Jansen. He went right up over the top of one of the Irish players, and the ball got tipped to one of his teammates. So now it's in the corner. It's Tri-County ball. Carter Sims down the lane again. Left side up. It's down, and a foul on Riley Nelson. Ends up on the deck. His first, team foul number 3. Sims with the bucket. Has a dozen. Now he'll be at the line as they reclaim the lead. It's up. It's good. Back in the game now, or in for the first time, Colton Bales, a 5'10 senior. He'll come in there for Drew Sims. The lead is now 3 for Tri-County. To the front, it will be Dunn. Off to Freshel. Freshel looking around. Back to Keithley. Over to Dunn. Isolated on the left side elbow. Back to Nelson. Ryan Nelson down the lane. Right side. Kicks the ball to the corner. And it's Keithley for 3. Missed one this time. Rebound grabbed up there by Colton Bales. Ahead up the floor. Carter Sims back out top to Braden Stroup. Left side. He'll go to Caden Bales. And now comes cross court near side with Colton Bales again. Now to Sims in the paint. Bounce pass down. Got bounced right back to him by the Irish. So his pass deflected. He came back to him. Now he'll have the ball again with 4:40 to play in the half. In the paint, double teamed out to the left side. 3 ball on the rim. No good by Stroup. And the loose ball rebound is out of bounds. But we've got a foul on Chris Jansen for Tri-County. His second, team foul number 4. Simon goes in. James Freshel out for the Irish. All right, at the floor with the basketball. Here comes Sam Dunn. Off the right side to Keithley against the man-to-man defense. Top of the key, Simon. Left side, Dunn. On the wing, looking. Now drives into the paint. 1 foot in the paint, gets away, and gets it away to Stice. Stice, turn around. 12-footer up and down. Jack Stice with his first bucket of the game. Halfway through the second period here. 1 point Trojan lead, 20-19 over Sacred Heart. Out to the top with it, Colton Bales drives over, gives the ball up there to Stroup. Right side on the elbow. Bales back in the middle to Carter Sims. Goes left, spins inside, then goes left again. He rolls up left side, right in. He's got 15 points in the game already, 22-19. Out top with the ball, Jack Stice down to Keithley for 3 on the left side. Missed this one wide of the mark. Rebound kept alive by Nelson, picked up by Stice. And the Irish will reset the offense. A long ball with Tyon here. Stice to the top of Simon. They're just daring him to shoot a 3-pointer. Into Keithley on the left block. Back to Simon. Passed up the 3. Back down the lane he goes. Looks now, he'll shoot it. Missed it off the side, no good. And the rebound brought down, and here comes the Trojans with it. To the right side of the basketball now, Keaton Bales cross court to Stroup. Stroup, left side, passes off, gets it right back. Reset with Sims out top near the midcourt circle. Down to the right side now to Andrew Sass. Sass will look for a cutter through the lane. Nobody there. Carter Sims back to Sass. Sass holds, dribbles once, takes over to Keaton Bales to the right side, and now back away Strouth and down to the right corner. Three ball short by Bales. Rebound to Keithley. Keithley on the run, left side. Nobody in his way. Found a pass to the bucket and lays it up and in. 13 for Evan Keithley. It's a one-point game again. Strouth looking. Came to a double team. Sims down the lane. The layup is good between two Irish defenders. 17 for Sims. 11 in the quarter. Lead is three. Here's a drive by Stice. Lawson wraps the pass around to Nelson. Keithley three ball from straight out. Front. It's up and down. 16 for Keithley. 1-2-3. That's his fourth triple. And we are tied at 24 apiece. Back the other way, Keaton Bales with a minute 40 to go in the first half. Down on the left side, back out to the top with Andrew Sass, who give it in the middle. Carter Sims back in. Here he comes in the lane, triple team. Lost it, picked it up, lost it again, has it, and spins, and with the right hand is able to throw it off the glass for two more. He's got 19 of the 26 for the Trojans in the paint, done. Went up, came down awkwardly. Now he's got a Trojan sitting on his back. There we go. Everybody's back up and playing again. Here we go. Stice out top over to Dunn. Had a momentary opening to the bucket. Couldn't take advantage of it. 103 to play and a half. Simon, top of the key. Holding. Looks at it. Joe passes off. Whips the ball. Sam Dunn. 51 seconds. Right side Stice nearly taken away, but Stice controls. He'll leave the ball inside right block. Simon spins into the lane, spins back the other way, and the right hand scoop is up and good. Simon ties the game up at 26, our third tie this first half. 34 seconds to go. Carter Sims is going to hold it out top. Now get the ball away to Colton Sales. Back to the top. Andrew Sass. Off it goes. Now Strouth. They give the ball to Colton Bales. Three ball up and good. Long range out top. 29-26. The Irish with the ball stemmed in. 10 seconds. Hands it off for Stice. Stice midcourt circle with six. Moving up right side. Going to fire the triple. Front edge no good. Rebound brought down by the Trojans. And that will end the first half. It was a good one. After one half of play, the Tri-County Trojans, 29. Ball City Saving Heart, 26. 29-26, the Trojans lead. Back after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Keep you and your family safe when holiday shopping this year by following these simple safety tips. Shop during the day. If you must shop at night, do not do it alone and avoid carrying large amounts of cash. Be sure to dress comfortable and don't overload yourself with packages. It's important to have clear visibility when walking, especially in icy conditions. Holiday shopping safety tips brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
29-26, the lead at halftime belongs to the Tri-County Trojans. It was 15-11, Shea Hart, after one quarter, after they had fallen behind 9-0 at the start of the game, then got the lead at 15-11. Tri-County outscored the Irish 18-11 into that second period to reclaim the lead. Scoring in the first half for Tri-County, they're led by Carter Sims. The senior had 19 of their 29. Three for Caden Bale. He hit that just in the last second of the first half to give the Trojans the lead. Braden Straub has three. Drew Sims has two, and Chris Jansen has two. The Trojans are 1-for-4 at the free throw line in the first half of tonight's ball game. For the Irish tonight, the scoring this way in the first half, Evan Keefley, 16 in the first half. That included four long ones, six for Joe Simon, two for Jack Stice, and two for Sam Dunn for the Irish, a total of 26 in the first half. Cigar, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line in the first half of tonight's ball game. 29-26 is our halftime score. The lead to Tri-County. Fall City Girls beat Elwood Murdoch tonight, 38-33. That game on KTNC tonight, our sister station. The boys should be playing right now. The Sagar Girls got their fifth win of the season tonight. They beat Tri-County 59-33. Final score in our girls game tonight here at the Rack. Sagar with the win. 29-26 in the boys' game, an exciting second half. We hope coming up here tonight. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll check into that all-important weather forecast. More from our sponsors and second half action coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A wind chill warning begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until noon Saturday. A winter storm warning begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 7 p.m. Friday night. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 9 above. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow again tomorrow, 30. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Frontier Bank would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who care for our community's health. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are always there working to make us well. Our local healthcare professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of our lives through good health. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups, but we also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest-growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits, including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance, and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available, and come grow with Alfea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at the rack, it is 29-26. Tri-County leading Sacred Heart here. Tri-County was supposed to have finals tomorrow, so we started the girls game at 5:30 tonight, just a little bit after that. Fun start early. And as it ends up, they've already canceled school at Tri-County tomorrow due to the weather, anticipated weather. Finals tonight, Sacred Heart girls, they win. They defeated Tri-County here at the rack, 59-33. Falls City girls rated in the Omaha World Herald this week at number 10. They beat Elmwood Murdoch 38-33 tonight. East Addison girls picked up a 56-55 victory over Nottoway Valley tonight. Rockport girls picked up a win tonight. They defeated Union Star 57-26. Those are the scores we have here. We are hoping for a very exciting second half here tonight at the Noah Activity Center. This is it for high school basketball for 2022 on Sunny. No more games on January 3rd on the air. We were supposed to have games on KTNC Thursday night, but they've been postponed. That was an Irish up at Elwood Murdoch, but they figured the way the weather forecast is going, they would just go ahead and postpone that to January 3rd. Here we go. Trojans basketball going right to left here in the third quarter toward the west bucket. Get the ball away now to Strauff with it. Off to Carter Sims. He's got two fouls. And Chris Jansen, two fouls inside. And Caden Gale gets himself a layup. He's got the last 5 points for the Trojans, and that's a five-point lead. Dunn for three at the other end. Off, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Bales. Bales gets it out there to Strauff. Now ahead to Carter Sims. Back into the paint. Throws it underneath for Jansen. Middle off the mark there. Jansen passes it back out to Bales. Man-to-man defense by the Irish here. Coming around, it'll be Strauff. Strauff, left side, Carter Sims. Faking the three from the wing. Swinging around the perimeter with the pass. Into the hands of Brayden Strauff. Strauff to Sims, right side of the lane. Up off the glass, short, no good. Rebound picked up by Joe Simon. Simon ahead to Dunn over to the right side. It's Preschel for three. It won't go. Sims came down with the rebound. Lots of traffic. He comes up with it, passes the ball away. Strauff up the floor on the left side. Now back to Carter Sims. Left side in the wing. Back down to the top to Jansen. And now he'll pass the ball away to Strauff. And now a long three up off the mark. No good by Andrew Sass. Another rebound by Simon. Here come the Irish down by five. To the front, Sam Dunn with the basketball. Pulls up, looks, cut off. Now Freshel comes to help him out, and back to Dunn it goes to the 6:20 mark. Right side, Freshel holding, driving, backing up. Keithley, seven, holding it. Dunn for three from the left side. Up, no, and the rebound grabbed by Bales again. Irish coming out cold here to start the third quarter. Carter Sims off the right side, Jansen to the corner to Sass. Sass will hold him back out top to Sims, top of the key. Back into the paint, goes in, trip, good call for traveling that time. Forces his way in there. He does a good job handling the ball and getting a shot off inside there. At that time, he just backed in, he stepped on somebody's foot, he got called for traveling to get off balance. We go the other way now with the basketball. Keithley with it, top to Simon. Joe down the lane. Looking, gets cut off. Now he needs to get it away and does to Evan Keithley. Keithley out left side, Freshel with it. James will look. Bounce pass to Simon outside the paint. He'll go in the paint. Spin on Jansen. Shoot it and that worked. Around. That went good. Simon's got East now. 31-28. Tri-County with the lead. To the front, off it comes, the near side to Sass, and it goes to Bales, and Nate Bales, all of a sudden, is hot. He's got eight. It's now a six-point lead, 34-28, at the five-minute mark of the third quarter. Tri-County up. Inside to Simon, left block. Here comes a double team, out to Dunn. Didn't take the shot, down the lane, and we get a foul. Foul against Andrew Sass, his first. Team foul number one of the half. Sassy, all right, with it, Freshel. James looking from the baseline. Uh-oh, needs help. And lobs in, it's tipped. Dunn will tip it, and it goes to Skice. And his outlet is stolen away by Seth, and he'll lay it up at the other end. Irish having a devil of a time finding anybody open to pass that in because they had to lob it in or lose it. That ends up in a tie and a turnover and a timeout now by the Irish. 36-28, Tri-County leads. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
4:37 left in the third quarter. Tri-County leading State Art 36-28 now. They had a three-point lead at halftime. The Irish only got 2 points on the board here. First 3.5 minutes of quarter number three. Simon starts out, dribbles down, backing in all the way to the paint. Triple team. He spun away from him. Shot won't go. The rebound brought down by Carter Sims. Sims stops the free throw line. Passes it out of there now to Drew Sims, the freshman. Back to Carter Sims. They run a weave out top. Coming across with it will be Andrew Sassy. 6'3", handles the ball well. In Carter Sims, out it goes to Drew Sims. And now they'll work it around. And back to the right side, Sassy. Three ball, in and out, won't go. Rebound grabbed there by Freshel. Freshel to Dunn, halfway through. And now Simon, in to Dunn, spins in the paint, up, and it crawls over the front edge. Hit the front, went ahead and crawled over, and it's 36-30. Drew Sims out top. Freshman, not very big right now. 5 times you got him listed that. Pass the ball off, and all the way to the hole on the right side is Bales. He's in double figures with 10. He didn't have a basket till the final 10 seconds of the first half. And now, since that time, in 4 minutes and 40 seconds, he's now scored 10. Bales trying to make a steal on the inbound. Gets whistled for a foul. His first, team foul number two. Riley Nelson, the ball game for the Irish. Out top, Simon gives the ball. Fresh will pass up a shot. The Irish are making a catch. They just aren't comfortable shooting. Catch and shoot they're not ready for. With it, Dunn gives the ball off to Nelson. Off right side to Simon. Starts to move. Backs in and a blocking foul here. Going to be called on Cameron Reynolds. That'll be his first. And team foul number three. Jim Simon going very strong to the hole here in the third quarter. Paid off so far with one basket. Strop back in there. Jansen is in. Lob it into Simon. Makes the catch just underneath the free throw line. Give it across to Dunn. Right back to Simon. Off the glass on the right side. And good. He's a double figure with 10. 38-32. The Irish within six. That's as close as they've been able to get here. Coming up the floor, Carter Sims against the man-to-man defense. Take the ball off now, right side, Stroff. Stop, hands it away. Carter Sims looking to go in. Back over to Drew Sims. Now to the top again. Straub with it out on the right side. Drew Sims dribbles up, looks, gets it to Carter Sims. Down the lane he goes, right side, left hand up. No, got his own rebound. Spins, shoots, and scores, but a foul before that shot. Foul on Simon will be his second. That shot won't count. That'll be team foul number one and a half on Sacred Heart. Number two on Simon. And sitting down now, James Fresh over the arch. It comes in. Stroud for the shot up. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Touch last by Jansen for Tri-County. So it's Keithley done. It was tipped away from Keithley. Stice, Simon, and Nelson for the Irish. Stice with the catch on the right side wing. Inside, posting up. Nelson kicks it back out. No clean catch that time for Keithley. He was ready to fire, but didn't make the catch. Now Simon thought about it. Didn't. He'll drive into the paint. He'll spin. And the ball slapped away. He got it back. Dunn loads up a triple. Off the mark. No. Keithley kept it alive. Tips it out to Simon. Simon to Dunn. Midcourt. Left side Keithley for three. The lefty on the iron. Won't go. Rebound. Putback. Ryan Nelson. Nelson with the offensive rebound. Makes it 38-34 with 90 seconds to go in the third. Off the floor, right side, Drew Sims and Carter Sims. Has the ball off there to Caden Bales, a 6'1 junior. Drew Sims and Carter. Open for three, didn't take it. Now to Drew Sims. He'll drive and he'll be blocked by Simon. So that's no good. Oh, he got rid of it. Out to Stice and Drew Sims picked him clean from behind. Tri-County ball back out. It goes. Stroud for three. Buried it out. That hurts. That's his second three ball, and it's now a 7-point lead. The Irish had that block and the rebound, and off they went. Now at the other end, that's done. It won't go, and the rebound to Bales. Bales up the floor the other way to Carter Sims. 19 in the first half, had a score here in the third quarter. Drew Sims will give it off to Carter Sims, back out top to Jansen. Drew Sims, right side. Now Straub has it at the elbow. Underneath Carter Sims, throws over the top of Simon. Three ball on the way. No good by Bales. Rebound brought down by Joe Simon. 19 on the clock. Gets away to Dunn. 16 on the clock. Doug Goltz go. Down by 7. Dunn works side to side. Now comes around the defense. In the paint. Pulls up. 12-footer. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Jansen. 3 on the clock. And Strauss will throw it, and no good. And that will end our third quarter. Tri-County 41, Sacred Heart 34. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
PNM Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At FNM Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock. Say Art finds himself in a 7-point hole here to start this fourth period. Just talking to the officials before the game, and I see that you guys get a long way to home tonight, so we shouldn't shoot any free throws and slow this game down. Well, we've only shot 8 so far, 4 for each team. And between the two teams, they've only made 3 so far. Nelson with a bounce pass into Simon, and a hold foul on Tri-County. Foul on Cameron Reynolds? Yeah, he just checked in. Okay, Cameron Reynolds starts his fourth quarter. Team foul number 4. Into Ryan Nelson in the lane. Little hook. Won't go. Rebound. Carter Sims. Sims up the floor. Leaves it off for Reynolds. Right side. It goes to Bales. Bales cross court. Knocked away by Nelson. And recovered by Tri-County. They throw it under the bucket. And it's caught and put in by Reynolds. A 9-point lead. Matching the biggest lead of the game. They were led 9-0 to start. Now they lead by 9 again. All right, with it, Joe Simon, left side, dribbles. Wait, and now he's going to head to the paint, back and in, right hand up, and good, and a foul. Simon with the bucket, now has a dozen. He will be at the line to shoot a free throw. The foul again on Cameron Reynolds. His third, team foul number 5. And into the game, Bruce Sims back in there. And also coming in now is Colton Bales, a 5'10 senior. And here comes Chris Jansen back in for Tri-County. Lead down to 7. See if Simon can make it 6. Sets. Fires, and off the back, no good. Rebound, and whose ball is it? We're going to have a foul. Dumb just out of bounds on the sideline. They say the Irish touched it last, and it's going to be Tri-County ball. Held ball, they called. Okay. Held ball will belong to Tri-County on the alternating possession. So here come the Trojans in the front court with a basketball. It is Colton Bale, and his cross court taken away by Nelson. Throws it ahead. Now he stepped on the sideline, trying to get control of that basket, whether stepped on the side or dribbled on the side, one of the two. So it will be Trojan ball. 6:50 to go in the fourth. 7-point Tri-County advantage here. They've led by 9 a couple of times. In the backcourt, over to the right side now to Andrew Sassy. Sassy gives the ball up, now has it, off to Drew Sims. The freshman looking back out to the top to Keaton Bales, and he airmails one over the top, intended there for Chris Jansen. Just past the top of the hour, you're listening to Irish Basketball Night on Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City and Auburn. Up the floor, Sam Dunn with the basketball through the midcourt circle. Sends to the right, gets it off to Evan Keefley. Into Simon, and the defender fell down. Nelson ends up with the basketball, and Riley got fouled, and will go to the line to shoot 2. Simon was going to have a pretty easy one there. Evan Keefley had 16 at halftime, and he has not scored here in the second half. Same deal for Carter Sims. He had 19 and a half time for Tri-County. He's not scored in the second half. Ryan Ellison, free throw. He's short, no good. He'll have another one here. Back in, a Strout. Sacred Heart. 0 for 2 here in the fourth quarter of the line. They need to make these count, and that one's good. 3 points for Ryan Ellison. Lead down to 6 again. Now, the Irish need to stop. Carter Sims up the floor. off to Drew Sims, the freshman. He'll get it away to Bales and now to Stroud. Stroud dribbling down the left side of the lane, cut off there. And now back out to Drew Sims, right side to Bales. Bales cross court with it. Stroud, he'll dribble. Cut off, bounce pass, knocked away by Nelson, recovered by Tri-County. Drew Sims down the boulevard, dishes it left, three ball up, in, out, no good for Stroud, and Keefley couldn't hang on to it. He got the ball away from a Tri-County player, and it will be Trojan ball underneath their own bucket. 6'5 junior Cameron Reynolds checking back in here. So they take out 5'9 Drew Sims and bring in 6'5 player. Ball goes backward all the way back inside the Irish free throw line. And now here comes Tri-County in the front with 5:38 to go in the ball game, leading by 6 off the right side. Let the clock run. We're up by 6, they say. Sayhart packed back in the zone right now. Man-to-man Nelson going out to try to make a steal on a long cross-court pass. Riley got there late. Picks up his second foul. Team foul number 3 of this second half, or is that number 2? That's just number 2 on the Irish here in the second half. All right, inbounding will be Bales. Cross court, bringing it into Stroud in the backcourt. 5:20 to play. Down to Drew Sim, and running into him from the back is Riley Nelson. His third foul. Now, that's 3 team fouls. Sage Arts is a bonus the rest of the game. 16 fouls here on Tri-County already. Now bringing it to Carter Sims, cross court, lobs the ball into the paint, and a turnaround up and good high. That will be Reynolds. Cameron Reynolds got both of his buckets here in the fourth quarter. The lead is 8. Bounce pass down to Stice. Stice looking. Now give it off to Keithley. Keithley dribbles across, gets the ball away to Sam Dunn. Dunn to Simon. Joe, set shot, 3 ball off, too strong. Rebound brought down by Keaton Bales for Tri-County. Ahead to Carter Sims, now they wouldn't mind running a little clock again. But they don't need to. A pass inside, chance of block by Simon from behind. Taken down by Keithley. He comes the other way with it. Give the ball to Sam Dunn. Between the circles, off the right side to Stice. Irish got to come up with some points from somewhere here. Down the lane, Simon, blocking foul. That was close to a charge, but it's going to be on Cameron Reynolds. His fourth, his third of this fourth quarter. So Joe Simon heading to the line. 12 points in the ball game for Joe. 0-3 at the line. He needs to knock the pair down here. 4:24 left. It's up. It's good. Rim, backboard, rim, and in the net. 45-38. The lead is 7. Second one coming for the Irish junior. Free throw up and good. Got them both. 45-39. Irish with a little token pressure. Come up the floor. Carter Sims. Threw the ball to the left side there for Stroff. Stroff moving across the floor. 3 fouls team-wise for the Irish here in this second half. 4:08 to go, and now Sims down the lane. Elevates, and he dishes a pass to defender. Layup for Sassy. Nice dish by Sims inside. Stice back out to Fresh. He'll be on the arc. He'll dribble out. And he's picked by Sims. Sims up the floor, 2-on-1 against Dunn. Left hand up, left hand down, and a foul will make it a 3-point opportunity for Carter Sims. A foul on Sam Dunn, his second. A foul number 4. Sims now with 21 in the ball game and looking for 22. It's a 10-point lead, and it's now an 11-point lead as the free throw is good. Biggest lead of the night now for the Trojans. 50-39, done with it to Stice. Stice drives into the paint, elevates, got it. Second bucket for Jack Stice. 50-41, 3:30 to go. Coming up the floor on the left side with the ball once again. Straw around Stice, cut off. Back out top, Jansen. Looking for Carter Sims on the bounce pass, catch it in between two defenders. He'll fire it out with a lob back near the top. And now it goes away to Colton Bales. And the ball is tipped away by the Irish. It will go out of bounds, and it'll be timeout by the Irish. Down by 9 with 3:09 to go. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
3 minutes, 9 seconds left in this ball game. Tri-County looking for a split. The City Heart girls won tonight. Tri-County boys looking for their sixth win of the year against just one loss. City Heart 3-1, trying to avoid a two-game losing streak after losing Saturday here against St. Joe LeBlanc. Tri-County basketball at the scorer's table. Inbounding, Keaton Bales. Freshel will guard the ball in, but they go backcourt with it to Straw. He works up against Stice, against the man-to-man. The Irish picking it up defensively. Out top, Jansen. Comes left side to Sims. Carter Sims double-teamed, and he'll lob it across the floor. Straw with it. Underneath Jansen. Oh, he didn't shoot it. Back out Sims for three off the mark. No good. Rebound taken down by Freshel. James Freshel, the rebound. Spinning in, Stice back out. Now to Freshel for three on the rim. No. Rebound, Jansen pulled it down away from his teammate. And now Stroud between two defenders up the floor. And they'll do it to Sassy, and he'll pull it out of there. And now timeout called by Tri-County. They lead it by 9 with 2:23 to go. We'll take a timeout and be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
This is Sunny 101.3.
31 here with 2:23 to go on this one up at the Elmwood Murdoch School tonight. Ball City Tigers taking on Elmwood Murdoch at halftime. It's 33-12. Elmwood Murdoch with the lead over the Tigers. Tiger girls won tonight. They beat Elmwood Murdoch by a final of 38-33. Tiger boys looking for their first win of the year. All right, we are ready to roll here. Two timeouts left for the Irish, 3-4 Tri-County. Bring the ball backcourt, caught there by Andrew Sassy. Keithley guarding him very aggressively off the pass. Carter Sims will be fouled by Sam Dunn. Sam picks up his third. Team foul number 5 or 6 on the Irish. I've lost count. 5 on the scoreboard, okay. So I was going to commit 2 more to put him in the line, and 1-1. Carter Sims, the trigger from near midcourt into Drew Sims, the freshman. He's triple team, gets it away now to Straub. Straub holding the ball, Tri-County playing a little keep away, and they're going to lose it here, throw it away. And the Irish will get the ball on the turnover, down by 9. 2:03 to go. Sassy coming right back into the ball game in place of Drew Sims. A little offense and defense. I bet that has something to do with free throw shooting. Off the floor now. Dunn looking off the right side. Stice on the right side looking for Simon. Gets it knocked away by Jansen. Simon picks it back up. Back out to Sam Dunn. elevates a one-hander. Nobody got fouled by Sassy. Sassy with the foul, his second of the ball game. Team foul number 8. Sam Dunn to the line for the first time in tonight's ball game for the Irish. Down 9 with a minute 48 to go. Free throw up and no. It's been a rough night at the free throw line for both teams. 2 out of 5 for Tri-County. The Irish have made 3 out of 6. They're now 5 out of 10 at the line in the game. Number 11 coming up here, and it's good. 50-42. Inbound, full court pressure, throw it over the top, running it down is Caden Bales, all the way to the hole, left hand won't go on the layup, rebound to Stice, heading up the floor, right side court, it'll be Keithley, cross court, now to the corner to Dunn on the left side. Sam drives in, he's got a shorter player on him, couldn't take advantage of it, Simon, free throw line, back and in, out it goes, Stice for 3, too strong, rebound, comes down to Tri-County. And a foul on Stice. Jack Stice called for his first foul of the game. Team foul number 6. So the rest of the game will be 1-1 for the Trojans. Ready to roll here after another timeout. 1:19 to go. Back in 30 seconds on the Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3.
Minute 19 to go in this ball game. It's 50-42, Tri-County leading Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart with a couple of timeouts left. Both teams in the 1-1. Tri-County with a couple of timeouts, and it is Trojans basketball here. Looking as Carter Sims gets it into Stroud, and he lost the ball, knocked away from behind by Keithley, and it will be Sacred Heart basketball. So the Irish catch the first break they need. Sassy coming into the ball game in place of Drew Sims. Russia will inbound right in front of his bench. Guarding him is Bales. They bounce it in for Simon. Well, that was lucky. Running around him was Jansen. He just about dribbled it. It was off his hand and slides out of bounds on the baseline instead. All right. Inbounded again. Will be Freshel looking. Where's he going to go? He lobs it. It goes backward off the hands of Stice. Stice runs it down and throws it off. Oh, wait a minute. Was he standing out of bounds? It's Trojan ball. He threw it off the leg of a Tri-County player, but this kid sitting on the bench right down there, I can't see the sideline line. But maybe he had his foot out of bounds. They aren't able to take advantage of that. Now Carter Sims in the back where he's going to have to foul in a hurry here. Sims up the floor. Keithley after, and they get it away to Strauss. Now over to Drew Sims. Freshman dribble him around. The Irish are chasing with a minute to go. They finally catch up with Bales. They're trying to steal it in a trap. Can't get that done. 53 seconds, and now finally a foul called on Sacred Heart with 52 seconds to go. That foul will go against who? James Freshel? Freshel will pick up his first foul of the game. Team foul 7. And it's going to be Braden Strauff at the line. 6 points in the game. Free throw, no. Rebound to Keithley. Up the floor quickly. The lead is 8. 3 ball off. No good. Besides Simon, the rebound. Into the paint he goes. Got the man in the air. Shoots it. Scores it. 16 for Simon. Timeout Sacred Heart with 39 seconds to go. And we're back to 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
50-44, Tri-County leading Sacred Heart with 39 seconds to go. The Irish can go for a quick steal. They've been a little successful with that. If not, they need a quick foul. There's one more, one-and-one opportunity for Tri-County. Then it's a double bonus after that. All right, inbounding, Carter Sims, 22 points for him, just three in the second half. He passes in, gets it right back to the front court. He goes, dribble it, passes down. Jansen will shoot two as he got fouled on the shot on the baseline. Foul on Evan Keeley, that'll be his first foul of the ball game. Team foul number 8 on Sacred Heart. So Jansen at the line, first time tonight, shooting two, has 2 points and make it three. That makes it a 7-point game, and now it's a 3-possession game. Jansen ready again, fires it up with 33 seconds to go, he's got them both. The lead is 8. Out goes Jansen, in comes Sassy. And now Keithley will get it into Dunn. Sam will hustle up the left side, come across the floor, down the lane he goes, off the glass, no, and a rebound for Carter Sims. And that's going to about wrap it up with 21 seconds to go. The Irish jump the pass of Bales, and a foul on Evan Keithley. His second foul, team foul number 9. This will be a 1-1 for Keaton Bales. He is 0-2 at the line. That was all the way back in the first quarter. Riley Nelson will check in here for Jack Stice now with 19.5 seconds to go. Into the game again comes Jansen. And also coming in again is Cameron Reynolds. So they bring in 6'6 and 6'5 to play defense here. Free throw up, no good. Rebound, Evan Keeley. Keeley's got 8 rebounds on the night. Away to Dunn. Dunn looking. Gets away to Riley Nelson. Riley's not a 3-point shooter. Keeley with 8 on the clock. Fires, and it's off the mark. But he got fouled on the 3-point play. Oh, my. Carter Sims committed the... That's a coaching sin right there. Dad, Coach Jeremy Sims, is going... We're going to talk about that when we get home tonight. 5.8 seconds to go. Keithley at the line to shoot 3. First one up, first one good. He'll have 17 points now. The lead is down to 7, but there are only 5.8 seconds left. Second one ready. Keithley fires, nails that one. He's got 18 in the game now. Coach Sims says we're going to want a timeout if he makes this, I think. Second one on the way is up, and he misses it on purpose. Rebound brought down, and it's going to be Cameron Reynolds. And now with 1.6 seconds left, timeout called by Tri-County. They're going to take the timeout. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We've got 1.6 seconds left. They've got a 6-point Tri-County lead. 52-46 Tri-County. Jumped to a 9-0 lead in this ball game. Sarah came back, led 15-11 after one quarter. Since then, they were outscored 18-11 in the second quarter and 12-8 in the second quarter. And here's the home run pass up the floor. Simon will tip it, and it ends up in the stand. And 52-46, your final. Tri-County picks up their 6th win of the year. Sigurd loses 2 in a row now. They are 3-2. We'll be back and wrap it up after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Patients we've served at our hospital and clinics, for allowing us to help get you well and to help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Final score, our boys, game 52-46. The win goes to the Tri-County Trojans. They're now 6-1 on the year. Sigurd falls to 3-2 on the season. Score tonight for Tri-County. They are led by Carter Sims, 22 points in the ballgame. He had 19 at halftime. 10 points for Caden Bales tonight. After that, it's Braden Stroff with 6 and a couple of three-pointers. 4 each for Cameron Reynolds, Andrew Sassy, and Chris Jansen, and 2 for Drew Sims. 4 of 9 at the line tonight for Tri-County. For the Irish, they're led by Evan Keithy, who had 18 points in the ballgame. He had 16 in the first half. It was 16 for Joe Simon tonight for the Irish. After that, it's 5 for Sam Dunn, 4 for Jack Stice, and 3 for Riley Nelson. The Irish went 8-14 at the free throw line in tonight's ballgame. In the girls' game, Sayark got the win, 59-33 the final. Jessica Wurtenberger had 20 in the ball game to lead the Irish, 12 for Gentry Lexenberg, and 11 more for Macy Keller tonight. 9 points apiece for Aubrey Sims and Ellie Peters to lead Tri-County. Other scores tonight around the area, the Fall City girls pick up a win over Elmwood Murdoch. 38-33 is the final score on that one. Tigers just one loss on the year. East Ashton girls beat Nottoway Valley tonight, 56-55. Rockford girls over Union Star, 57-26 tonight. And the halftime score in the Fall City boys game was Elmwood Murdoch 33, Fall City 12. If you want to tune that one in, you can hear it over on Sister Station KTNC. Brandon Gatula is on the call, has that one going right now on KTNC. That is going to wrap it up for high school basketball coverage on this side of the new year. The games for Thursday for State Hart and Elmwood Murdoch have been postponed to January 3rd. We'll be back with basketball coming up on January 3rd on both Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. This will do it for basketball coverage for this side of the high school ride anyway for 2022. So, everybody have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you after the first of the year. For our studio engineer, Logan Carver, I'm John Nixon, saying good night, everybody.